KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McT Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports and boys high school playoff baseball last night, the Audubon Wheelers and Southeast Warren Warhawks came out on top of their contest in Class 1A District semifinal doubleheader play in Milo Tuesday night. Those are games heard here on KJAN. The Wheelers pulled off a bit of a surprise with an 11-1 victory over the Cam Cougars in the first game of the night, as the Wheelers jumped out early to take a 1-0 lead in the first. They scored four more runs in a breakout fifth inning before piling on six more in the top of the seventh to secure that win. Jackson Jensen and Skyler Schultes combined for a stellar night on the mound for the Wheelers, giving up only six hits to the Cougars with eight strikeouts, four walks, and one hit batter. Gavin Smith and Aiden Ault both had two-run doubles in the contest. As the Wheelers improved to 13-3, Cam ends their season at 24-6. Southeast Warren woke up the cornfield beyond the left field fence with three home runs in their 15-0 win over Nottoway Valley in the nightcap. The Warhawks got a three-run shot from Brock Kiner to start the scoring in the second. Bryce Hall hit a two-run blast in the third. Colby Page ended the game with a grand slam in the fourth inning. The Warhawks went around the order in the fourth, piling up 10 runs in the frame, prompting the Mercy Rule win. The Wolverines struggled on the mound, giving up eight walks and hit three batters on that short night. As Southeast Warren improves to 27-5, Nottoway Valley ends their season at 15-11. Southeast Warren will host Audubon Saturday night at 7 o'clock in Milo for the district championship. And we'll have coverage of that game Saturday night here on KJAN, the pregame getting underway at 6:45. Elsewhere in boys, Class 1A district baseball semifinals last night. In District 13, Lamoni beat Bedford 4-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Lennox in five innings, 15-4. In District 14, it was Logan Magnolia over Stanton in six innings, 10-0. St. Albert beat AHSTW 16-8. In District 16, Woodbine over West Harrison 6-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat IKM Manning 10-1. In Class 2A play last night, in District 13, Kemper Catholic beat Southeast Valley 1-0. Ogden over South Central Calhoun 3-2. In District 14, it was I-35 in nine innings over Panorama 5-4. Van Meter beat Mount Air 7-0. In District 15, Underwood beat Clarinda 6-2, while Traynor beat Red Oak 8-7. And in District 16, Alta Aurelia over Maple Valley 8-5, and Hinton in five innings, a winner over Missouri Valley by a 10-0 final. Those winners moving on to the district championship games. In girls high school softball play last night, classes 4A and 5A held their regional finals. Here's a look at the rundown last night. In Class 4A in Region 1, Oskaloosa 1-0 over ADM. In Region 2, Carlisle beat Boone 8-4. Region 3 saw Charles City beat Mason City 11-1. In Region 4, it was Dallas Center Grimes over Ballard 12-6. In Region 5, Independence beat Iowa City Liberty 4-2. Region 6 saw North Scott beat Fairfield 3-0. In Region 7, West Delaware 6-1 over Central DeWitt. And in Region 8, Denison, a winner over Bishop Hill and Catholic 3-0. Those winners make up the Class 4A state tournament field. In Class 5A regional finals last night, from Region 1, Waukee over Sioux City North 9-0. In Region 2, West Des Moines Valley beat Des Moines Hoover 6-1. In Region 3, Fort Dodge over Ankeny 3-0. In Region 4, Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Cedar Rapids Prairie 6-0. In Region 5, Iowa City High over Dubuque Hempstead 2-0. In Region 6, Indianola edging Southeast Polk 5-4. In Region 7, Ottumwa beat Muscatine 12-9, while in Region 8, Johnston edging Pleasant Valley 9-8. Those winners make up the Class 5A state tournament field. In Major League Baseball, Colin Moran's infield single in the ninth inning drove in the go-ahead run as the Pirates beat the Cardinals 3-1, ending a four-game skid. Starling Marte was hit in the back by a pitch leading off Pittsburgh's two-run ninth inning and came around to score on Moran's hit. Pittsburgh starter Dario Agrizal held St. Louis to a run and five hits while pitching into the seventh inning. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Los Angeles 9-8, Miami over San Diego 12-7, Chicago beat Cincinnati in 10 innings 4-3, Milwaukee beat up on Atlanta 13-1, San Francisco 8-4 in 10 innings over Colorado. In the American League, the Royals clobbered the White Sox 11-0 as Glenn Sparkman pitched a five-hitter for his first career complete game. Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier both had three hits, including a home run in Kansas City's fourth win in five games since the All-Star break. Merrifield raced to an inside-the-park homer down the right field line in the fourth inning after Cam Gallagher had doubled. Elsewhere in American League play, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 8-3, Cleveland over Detroit 8-0, Toronto beat Boston 10-4, Oakland over Seattle 9-2, the Angels beat Houston 7-2. In interleague play, Washington over Baltimore 8-1, Arizona beat Texas 9-2, the New York Mets 3-2 over Minnesota. The Texas Rangers have welcomed back an all-star to their lineup. Hunter Pence was activated from the injured list after missing 23 games since June 17th because of a strained right groin. His return comes 1 week after the injury robbed him of a chance to start as the American League's designated hitter in the all-star game at Cleveland. Pence hit .294 with 15 homers and 48 RBIs in his 55 games before getting hurt. Rangers manager Chris Woodward said Pence would only be the DH for at least a week. The Rangers also optioned outfielder Willie Calhoun to AAA Nashville, promoted pitcher Taylor Guerrero from the same club, and placed reliever Jesse Biddle on the 10-day injured list with left shoulder fatigue. The Indians say pitcher Corey Kluber will throw a bullpen session Wednesday, his first mound appearance since breaking his right arm on May 1st. He's scheduled to throw 20 fastballs at Progressive Field before Cleveland's game against the Tigers. The two-time Cy Young Award winner is on the 60-day injured list. Phillies outfielder Jay Bruce had to leave Tuesday's game in the third inning after straining his right oblique. Bruce appeared to injure himself on a check swing, grabbing his side and departing after a trainer came out to see him. He's hitting .230 with 24 homers and 57 RBIs this year. Infielder Matt Carpenter has landed on the Cardinals' 10-day injured list with a right foot contusion. Carpenter was injured while fouling a pitch off the top of his foot during Monday's 7-0 win over the Pirates. He's hitting .215 with 10 homers and 29 RBIs this year. The Twins activated first baseman C.J. Cron and left fielder Eddie Rosario before last night's game against the Mets. Cron sat out 5 games with right thumb inflammation, and Rosario was out 13 games with a sprained left ankle. The Twins also designated right-handed reliever Mike Morin for assignment and put outfielder Byron Buxton on the 7-day injured list for players with concussion-like symptoms. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell was not concerned about expectations when he first took over the program, and he's not now when they are high. After back-to-back 8-win seasons, the Cyclones are picked to finish third in this year's Big 12 race.
I don't mean this to be negative in any stretch of the imagination, but if we worried what the expectations of our football program were outside of our walls the first 3 years, I think we would have crumbled really fast. And so what we've been able to do is handle our own expectations and making our own expectations way loftier than anything that could be set outside of our walls.
Campbell made his comments at the Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. He says he believes the Cyclones are building a program that can sustain success.
When I first got to Iowa State, all the questions were about what color uniforms are you wearing? What's your entrance song? People cared about stuff that really doesn't matter. And now we're talking about a football team. We're asking football questions, and we're concerned about what's really important.
Iowa State will open up August 31st against Northern Iowa. Iowa State and Iowa have landed a player each on the Maxwell and Bednarik Award preseason watch list. The Maxwell Award is given annually to America's College Player of the Year. Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley and Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy were both named to the preseason watch list. The Bednarik Award is given annually to the College Defensive Player of the Year. Iowa defensive end A.J. Epinesa and Iowa State defensive end Jaquan Bailey were named to the preseason watch list for that award. And the biggest weekend of the summer Iowa games begins on Thursday, as Iowa Games spokesman Corey Kennedy says it will include Friday night's opening ceremonies in Jack Trice Stadium. Kennedy says the opening ceremonies will include a parade of athletes.
Prior to the opening ceremonies, we have our athlete jamboree, and that's just on the south side of Jack Trice Stadium, which, well, it's a free event for everybody. There'll be food trucks and entertainment, everything going on there, inflatable games for kids and things like that.
Kennedy says the Iowa games have been successful in part because of its partnership with Iowa State University. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.